that's ever been mine.
The Best Thing That's Ever Been Mine by Arcidol. Read by Duck Gurley. They lose to the Blues at home. Half an hour after he gets home, John's buzzer rings and he tells the doorman to let TJ up. What are you doing here? TJ grins at him. The only thing better than winning is winning and then getting fucked by you. John rolls his eyes but doesn't protest when TJ presses close and gropes him. After, John lies next to TJ to catch his breath. TJ makes a pleased noise. That was so fucking good. Why did we ever stop doing that? Distance. TJ grunts. Sucks. After another moment of quiet, he says, I really loved you. Yeah, I know. John doesn't say anything else. TJ hits him. Dick. John grins and then he says, me too. In the morning, John's cracking eggs for omelets when Kaner waltzes in. Sometimes he regrets giving Kaner a set of keys. Too late now. You better be making me one of those. John rolls his eyes but cracks another couple of eggs into the bowl. He has the first omelet in the pan, Kaner chirping him all the way, when TJ comes into the kitchen and steals John's coffee cup. John takes it back. Get your own. TJ looks at him mournfully. John gets him a mug and points him at the coffee maker. That's my shirt. I'm leaving you mine, so it's an even trade. TJ leans against John's shoulder for a moment before he goes to stand out of the way with Kaner. Kane? Oshie? John pretends not to see the questioning look on Kaner's face. This is just like college, TJ says. Not that he could cook in college. Fuck you. Anytime, JT. TJ just laughs at the face John makes at him and continues talking. He would be so desperate for coffee he'd get up and go to the dining hall, and if he wasn't feeling like a dick, he'd bring back breakfast for both of us. If I didn't, John said, he'd bitch for the rest of the day. TJ grins. You keep telling yourself that. John gives him the first omelet. Eat up, he says. We'll drop you off on the way to practice. Breakfast isn't as awkward as it could be, except for after, when TJ pulls him close and kisses him before they leave. Kaner takes shotgun like he always does, and TJ waves John off when he tries to protest. Nah, whatever, he says. They drop TJ at his hotel with nothing more than a fist bump and a wave. Kaner's quiet on the way to the rink, not even complaining about John's taste in music. Are you going to be weird about this? John asks. Kaner says no, but they can't stop chirping each other all through practice. It escalates until they're screaming at each other in the locker room. The guys are used to it and let them be, having their own conversations around them, until Kaner yells, And since when do you fuck around with guys, anyway? And everything goes silent. I don't fuck around with guys, John yells back. That's not what it looked like this morning. Fuck you! What do you even want from me? I want you to tell me the fucking truth. Fine. You want the truth? The truth is he was my first fucking love, and if we'd been drafted by the same team, we'd still be together. The truth is I don't want anyone to set me up, because it's a hell of a lot easier to just hook up with chicks who don't expect me to call them anyway. Breaking up with TJ was the hardest thing I've ever done, and I'm not going through that again. John hurls the rest of his gear into a stall and stalks off to the showers. John gets a call from TJ a couple of days later. I hear him, you're true love forever, or whatever. John groans. That's not what I said. TJ laughs. Whatever you need to tell yourself. Shut up. What happened? It was just Kaner. We were yelling at each other. He was mad. Mad or jealous? John makes a face. Mad. It's not like that. TJ makes a humming noise. It's not. He's Kaner, and he's straight anyway. John sighs. Fuck, I wasn't thinking. I didn't mean to. Hey, TJ interrupts. It's fine. We're cool. It doesn't matter if it shows up on the internet. I'm never gonna marry some girl anyway. John laughs a little. I'm probably not either. Well, not if you keep telling people I broke your heart. John groans again. Fuck. Anytime you want, baby. John's still laughing when he hangs up. It's not like John hasn't seen Kaner every day, but they haven't hung out, just the two of them, since before TJ stayed over, so he's a little surprised when Kaner lets himself in with a six-pack. More so that Kaner brought beer instead of just drinking John's. Does this mean you're not mad at me anymore? I wasn't... John glares at him. All right, I'm not mad anymore. But dude, you can tell me this shit. I'm not gonna care if the love of your life is TJ Oshie. That's not what I said. Whatever. John drinks half his beer without Kaner chirping him. Are you jealous? TJ thought. Kaner starts laughing before he even finishes the question. I love you, man, and I know everyone wants a piece of this. He actually does a wave down his body like it's all that great. But I don't want to get any closer to your dick than halfway across the locker room. John glares at him. It doesn't make Kaner settle down, but the next thing he says is, "So, what, you got drafted and broke up?" John shrugs. "Pretty much." Kaner points at him with his beer bottle. "That's fucking stupid. You were totally in love with the dude." John pinches the bridge of his nose. "We went to different teams to play hockey. You remember what your rookie year was like." "Yeah, but there are summers and nights after games." Kaner does a completely ridiculous eyebrow waggle to go with that. "And you can visit." "Kaner," John snaps. "Do you really think we didn't think about that? We did, and we decided it wouldn't work." "Okay," Kaner says. "But now, nothing's changed." "Fuck you, nothing's changed. You're Jonathan fucking Taves. We won the cup and we're on contracts with a fuck ton of money. You could fly down there every day off if you wanted." John sets his mouth into as forbidding a line as he knows how. "Kaner, stay out of it." Kaner looks at him for a bit. "One more thing," he says, "and then I'm done. I'm cool with playing the field." He glares when John laughs at that. "But you want the whole settle down in love thing. And if you can have that, even if it's with a guy from the fucking Blues, then you should have that." John looks down into the mouth of his beer bottle. "Thanks, man." Kaner knocks his shoulder into John's. "I got your back." Then he draws back and pulls a face. "But not like that." John laughs so hard he almost cries. They win in St. Louis, and John decides a little payback is in order, so he begs off celebrating with Kaner and shows up at TJ's door after the game. "Gonna fuck me to make up for beating our asses on the ice?" John grins. "Something like that." He comes into TJ's place and kisses him, maybe a little softer or a little deeper than he meant to. TJ grabs his ass. "I could get behind that." They stumble into TJ's bedroom. Most of their clothes got left on the floor along the way, and they laugh more than John can remember doing while having sex with anyone else. "The only thing better than winning is winning and then fucking you," John says after. TJ hits him, a weak flop of his hand onto John's chest. "Dick." John grins, then rolls over and pins TJ to the bed. "You just had my dick. Don't tell me you want more already." TJ stops laughing, the look on his face the kind of serious John remembers him being in bed sometimes, and cups John's cheek in his hand. "I always want more of you, JT." John bends down to kiss him. The second time is just as hot and just as much fun as the first time was. Kaner waggles his eyebrows at him when John makes it back to their hotel room in the morning. "Shut the fuck up," John says. "Dude, I didn't even say anything," Kaner grins at him. "But you got laid." He draws out all the vowels. "And you didn't," John says. "So?" Kaner shrugs. "It's not my one true love who lives in St. Louis." "That's not what..." John gives it up as a lost cause. "Don't we have to be somewhere soon?" "Breakfast," Kaner says cheerfully. "You could have had it with your boyfriend. He's not... But now you get to eat with me." John is totally making TJ feed him next time. John's been staring at the United website for half an hour, ignoring everything Kaner is doing with his life, when Kaner sits down next to him, grabs his laptop out of his hands, and says, "Oh my god, just buy the fucking tickets already." When he hands the laptop back, it's all the way through to the part where all John has to do is enter his credit card number. Letting Kaner choose his flights is probably a really bad idea, but John gets his card out, pays for the tickets, and forwards a copy of his itinerary to TJ with a note that says, "Coming to visit, you better show me a good time." Fuck. TJ's arms are still looped over John's shoulders, his body still splayed open under John's. Fuck, that was good. "You can come visit to fool around with me anytime you want." "I didn't come visit to fool around. The state of my dick says otherwise." John laughs. "I didn't come to visit just to fool around. Tomorrow you're showing me St. Louis." They make out a little in the morning before TJ has to go to practice and spend most of the day chirping each other over NHL 13 and Mario Kart. They do make it out of the house, but only for lunch. They don't get recognized by anyone who asks them for anything, and when they get back to TJ's, TJ pulls John into his bedroom and sucks him off. John returns the favor and they take a nap before TJ's game. John watches the game from the press box. Fuck what anyone says, he and TJ have been friends since college, and if this is what he wants to do with a couple of days off, this is what he's gonna do. The Blues win, which means John ends up hanging out at TJ's for a couple of hours before TJ gets back. "Get your pants off, JT," TJ says. "That was a fucking awesome game and I deserve to get fucked." John laughs. "That was a great game." He presses TJ up against the wall and they make out for a while. "I really, really want your dick in my ass," TJ says, and John can't stop laughing, even as he drags TJ into bed and gives him what he wants. John has his phone out after a pretty shitty practice, and he's trying not to laugh too hard at the picture TJ just sent him when he realizes there's a weird pool of silence around him. He looks up to find no less than 7 of his teammates staring at him. Aw, Kander says, throwing an arm around his shoulders. Is this the first time you've seen the great Jonathan Taves happy? You might see it again if you start completing passes. He actually shooes everyone away before he says quieter, "Boyfriend making up for our fucking terrible playing?" John shoves him off. He's not my boyfriend. And nothing's gonna make up for how terrible that was. He raises his voice at the last so it carries across the room and lets it serve as the beginning of a captain's speech they all need to hear. Hey, so, TJ says, and he's already been rambling at John for 15 minutes, so he doesn't know why TJ sounds like he's starting a conversation. I've got a 2-day break coming up. You'll be at home. Thought I might come up to Chai Town and hang with you. Never call it that again, John says. Miss my dick already? Oh, yeah, baby, TJ says, faking it so obviously that John can't do anything but laugh. John arranges for TJ to get into his place when he gets to Chicago, so he comes home from a game. They won, and Kaner made stupid faces at him when he said he wasn't going out, to TJ watching highlights on his couch. Nice game. TJ doesn't get up, so John goes to him, leans in, one hand on the couch behind him, and kisses him. TJ hums into his mouth and pulls him down a little more. You gonna fuck me to celebrate? John pulls away a little. I don't have to skate tomorrow. Oh yeah? TJ kneads the back of John's neck with one hand. You wanna get fucked? If you think you can handle that. TJ pushes him off, laughing, and shoves John towards the bedroom. I'll show you what I can handle. It's been a long time since John's been fucked. It's good, better than he remembers. TJ doesn't let up on him, snaps his hips, kisses John's neck, says things like, "You're so fucking hot, you don't even know." That pass in the second. John lets TJ deal with cleanup this time and waits for him to come back to bed, lie down next to him. We're hanging out with Kaner tomorrow, John warns him. TJ just snorts. Yeah, I didn't think I was gonna get away with visiting you without him tagging along at some point. I'll kick him out early, John promises. It's all good. TJ kisses him long and sweet and pulls the covers over them. As long as he doesn't want in here. He hooks up with girls, John says, then reconsiders and says, mostly he fails at hooking up with girls, but he's definitely straight. You ever wish he wasn't? John can't help the face he makes. TJ laughs at it. Really? No, John says. He tucks his arm around TJ, curves his hand around warm skin and solid muscle. I like this. John wakes up to a slow, lazy blowjob, which he returns, and he and TJ are mostly dressed and hanging out on the couch playing Mario Kart when Kaner calls to say he's coming over, so they better not be fucking right now. Jesus, Kaner, John says. Kaner just laughs at him, like this wasn't a booty call. He hangs up on John but doesn't bring it up when he gets there, just greets TJ with a fist bump and picks up the extra controller. Kaner loses 3 rounds before he says, let's get out of here. Just because you're losing, John says, without taking his eyes off the screen. Because Oshi should see something of Chicago other than your walls, Kaner says, which is a little less alarming than what he could have said about what TJ was seeing on his visit. Come on, TJ says. I showed you St. Louis. We went out to lunch. John turns everything off and gets his coat. I don't even know what to take you to see. The Bean, Kaner says. You can make stupid faces in it. He snaps his fingers. Oh wait, your face is already stupid! They chirp each other all the way down to John's car and all the way to Millennium Park, where they do, indeed, make stupid faces at the Bean. Kaner insists on a picture, the three of them with arms thrown around each other's shoulders, making faces into the curved surface of the sculpture. They go for lunch after that, settling into a booth in some place with the heat up high enough they can take off their coats and thaw out while they eat. TJ puts his hand on John's thigh after he finishes his sandwich, and it keeps creeping higher. Let's get out of here, Kaner says after he's lost the squabble over who has to pay and sign the receipt before you're arrested for public indecency. John glares at him and TJ laughs. My hand wasn't that high, he murmurs into John's ear, even though it was, even though the intimacy of the whisper is making him want TJ even more. John spends the whole drive home plotting how to get rid of Kaner, which proves to be unnecessary because Kaner doesn't even come upstairs with them. He hugs TJ, fist bumps John, and takes off, although not before saying, "Enjoy the rest of your romantic staycation." John flips him off and Kaner walks away laughing. He's no me, TJ says on the elevator. No one's you, John says without thinking. That gets him a pleased smile before TJ says, but he's no slouch in the friend department. He's all right, John allows. He can't do much else until they're inside his place, but then he kisses TJ for it. TJ kisses back and grins into it. You wanna fuck me now? I knew you only came to Chicago for my dick. And your ass, TJ says, grabbing at it. John smirks at him. You didn't know you were getting that when you decided to come. Call it a perk, TJ says. You gonna fuck me any time today? Yeah, John says. Right now. And he drags TJ into his bedroom. After, John lies next to TJ and says, Kaner. Oh, God, don't talk about Kaner in bed. Shut up, this is important. John waits for a moment to see if TJ is going to. He said things are different now, for us. There's a moment of silence before TJ rolls up onto an elbow and stares down at John. I love you, dude, but you're not making any kind of sense. John puts his hand over his eyes and presses down with his palms. My team won the cup, he says, and both of us have contracts. And John takes his hands away to glare at TJ. And plane tickets from Chicago to St. Louis aren't that expensive, as you know. Jonathan Taves, are you asking me to go steady? John grimaces. Shut the fuck up. No, really. Are you going to give me your fraternity pin? Fine, it's a stupid idea. John starts to sit up, but TJ pulls him down. It's not a stupid idea. TJ rubs his nose against John's shoulder. I'm all for something that gets me laid. John stares at him. Come on, you have to get laid. TJ shrugs. Not that much. Really? I'm a fucking hometown hero. It's not like I can just go out and pick up guys. I bet you're not doing that in Chicago either. No, John admits. It's been mostly chicks, and mostly when I'm out with Kaner. Damn, you do have a kinkier relationship than I thought. John hits him in the arm. It's not like that. TJ keeps snickering at him. So, was that a yes? TJ runs his fingers through John's hair. Yeah, that was a yes. I mean, if I'm the fucking love of your life and all. John rolls onto him and pins him, elbows in the hollows of TJ's shoulders and hands on either side of his face. That's not even what I said. He kisses TJ, though, and it's been long enough they're both getting hard again, and blowjobs sound like the best way to seal their agreement. John goes to St. Louis for less than 24 hours, flying in after a light morning practice and spending the night with TJ before he has to be back in Chicago and TJ has to be on a plane for an away game. He spends a while working TJ open, then drapes TJ over his lap and makes TJ ride him slow and steady. Fuck, TJ says. He sounds absolutely wrecked. Fuck, Jonathan, I fucking love you. John grabs TJ's hips, kisses him, works him until he comes, then presses his forehead to TJ's chest and thrusts hard into him until he loses it too. Me too, you know, John says, after he's laid TJ out in his bed and cleaned them up. Yeah? TJ sounds a little surprised. Yeah. John smooths his hand over TJ's chest. I don't think I ever really stopped. They take turns traveling, fitting in meetings whenever their schedules let them. John's racking up frequent flyer miles like no one's business, but it's about as happy as he's ever been, this and the summer after they won the cup. Are we going to tell people about us? John asks TJ, even though they're both sweaty and TJ's still panting. I told my mom, TJ says. Of course he did. I told my parents, John admits. What he'd said was he was back together with TJ and that this was something he wanted. His mom fussed at him a bit and his dad was quiet but said he hoped it worked out. I meant other people. Media. Do you want that? TJ asks, after a silence so long John's starting to regret bringing it up. Someone's going to notice. That we're fucking like newlyweds every chance we get? Probably, yeah. Do you care? John sighs. I don't want to make a statement or be a symbol or anything, but he reaches out to find TJ's hand with his. People are going to notice, and I don't want to lie. Not about you. TJ nudges his arm, and John turns his head to look at him. TJ looks right back, meeting his eyes with no hesitation. Okay, he says. You tell whoever you want, whatever you want. Are you sure? TJ smiles and stretches close enough to kiss John's shoulder. I've loved you since we were college kids getting fucked up and trading handjobs, I'm sure. One more thing, John says at the end of a team meeting. He glances around, takes a deep breath. Just because he's already talked to his agent in the front office doesn't mean this is going to be easy. After playoffs, I'm going to be talking to the media. He takes another breath. About my boyfriend. He looks up, finds Kaner's grin before he looks at the rest of him. I'm going to try and keep it about me, but you'll probably all get questions about it. Just say, no comment if you don't want to talk about it. A few of his guys look resigned, but no one's outright mad at him. He points at Sharpie. And no speculations about my sex life. Sharpie barks out a laugh. Toes, the last thing I want to do is think about your sex life. He's the first one out of his chair and he thumps John's shoulder on the way out of the room. Dunks is next, and once both of their other captains have accepted it, the rest of the team files past John, every one of them stopping to acknowledge him with a fist bump, a thwack on the shoulder, or a hand gripping and twisting his hat. The coaches are last, Q squeezing his shoulder and smiling from under his mustache. John lets out a sigh once they're all gone, and it's just him and Kaner. You fucker. He hugs John, flicks the bill of his hat when he steps away. You're our captain. No one's gonna talk shit about you. And they don't need the threat of what I would do to them if they did to keep it that way. John rolls his eyes. That's good, because no one's scared of you. I am one mean motherfucker, Kaner says. John hooks his elbow around Kaner's neck, forcing Kaner to bend under the pressure. Kaner laughs and gets his hand on John's arm, pinching and twisting his skin until John lets go. Mean, Kaner says, wiggling his fingers. John shoves him into the hallway. Very scary. Your sisters trained you well. Kaner points at him. Don't talk about my sisters. John checks Kaner into the wall. Your sisters could kick your ass. They could kick yours without breaking a nail. Kaner checks him into the wall on the other side. He looks at John like he's thinking about it. And TJ's too if he fucks things up. John pulls his next check, more of a bump than anything else, just hard enough to send Kaner into the wall. He won't, but thanks. They get knocked out of the playoffs, which pisses John off. They're better than this. Plus, he has to talk about what went wrong with their season and how they can be better next year, even though this is the third year in a row he's had to answer those questions. This year, the torture of exit interviews is either extended or mitigated, depending on perspective, by Charlie from Media Relations and the second Blackhawks TV camera in the locker room, because Media Relations decided to pair the serious interviews with a look at how the players are going to spend their summers. Charlie catches up with John after his exit interview, and Kaner cracks up and sidles himself into the frame as soon as Charlie asks his question. Yeah, Jonathan, tell us about your plans for the summer. John tries not to make the kind of face that will get him into trouble with anyone, and sighs. My boyfriend wants to go to the Caribbean for a couple of weeks. Charlie looks confused and Kaner won't stop laughing. I know that sounds great to most people, John says, but it's going to be so hot. He's a delicate flower, Kaner says. I spend most of my life on the ice, John says. I'm used to the cold. It's the same argument that hasn't been working on TJ. And your boyfriend, Charlie asks, really wants a tropical vacation. For the record, Kaner says, I would also like a tropical vacation, but I'm not the boyfriend. John can't help the face he makes at that. Really not. He elbows Kaner. And if we do go, you're not invited. Oh, you're going, Kaner says. No one's going to let you spend the whole summer preparing for next season. And just like that, they're back on track for John to talk about what he's going to do to prepare for next season and get out of there. When Charlie takes the camera to whoever has to live through his questions next, John texts TJ. Just tell Blackhawks TV my boyfriend wants to go on a tropical vacation. TJ sends back. We are going. You can pick the weeks. And... good, now everyone will know you're taken. John rolls his eyes and puts his phone back into his pocket so he can get on with locker cleanout. John gets more requests for interviews than he thought he might. He talks it over with TJ and they agree to talk to Sports Illustrated before they go to whatever tropical destination it is that TJ's decided they need to visit. There are all the questions John expects about their relationship, about being gay in hockey. Bye, John says, still uncomfortable with saying it out loud. TJ says, gay, easy as anything. About being out in hockey, and then there's the part he doesn't expect. I heard a story, the interviewer says, about you and Patrick Kane yelling at each other in the locker room. John's gonna kill Kaner. We do that a lot. The interviewer chuckles. The story says you told him TJ is the love of your life. John groans, but he has to laugh a little too. That's not what I said. He and TJ aren't big on the whole PDA thing, but they're giving this interview now, so he takes TJ's hand. But yeah, he is. TJ turns to smile at him, and that's the photo that ends up on the cover. The two of them holding hands and smiling at each other. You are the best thing that's ever been mine. Do you believe? Thanks for listening.